World Cup action in Japan and South Korea is turning fans in the Western Hemisphere into soccer zombies, sleeping by day, hitting the streets by night to cheer on their teams. In Mexico, the games began at 1:30 or 6:30 a.m., and they're disrupting work. Normally, well-rested employees are showing up for their shifts bleary-eyed, if at all. Early today, Mexico tied Italy 1-1, and hundreds of thousands of fans are still celebrating. NPR's Jerry Haddon was up as the sun rose in Mexico City.
19-year-old messenger Eduardo Jimenez could be a poster boy for Mexican soccer fans during this World Cup. He's lying face down with fatigue beneath the city's Angel of Independence monument.
I've run around the Angel 80 times. I've been here since 6 a.m. I was going to work, but no, I haven't slept. There's no excuse. I'm here supporting my team. Long live Mexico!
Mexico! Mexico! Mexico!
Eduardo says he wishes the games were on at a reasonable hour. So do employers across Mexico. While there are no official statistics on employee absenteeism, the subtext of this year's Cup revolves around taxi drivers not showing up for shifts, bureaucrats rolling in after lunch, teachers canceling classes to catch games. 30-year-old computer programmer Manuel Martinez practically steps on Eduardo as he and thousands of other fans jostle for soccer balls along this blocked-off boulevard. It's already after 10 in the morning, but Martinez is not at all concerned about his 9 o'clock meeting or his boss.
I mean, he should be partying with us, you know? I mean, they all should be. People have been showing up late, especially when Mexico's playing, but still it's going to be a great day. Because people on the streets are having fun, are partying.
It seems bosses realize they have two choices when it comes to this nocturnal World Cup. Accommodate zealous employees or get by without them. Carlos Arroyo owns a small cafe in the capital. He watched Brazil's 5-2 routing of Costa Rica in a sports bar at 3 this morning while knocking back a few rum and cokes. Arroyo's cafe was to open at 7 a.m., just 30 minutes into the Mexico game. He explained his plan for luring his waiters to work. We're going to put a TV there in the cafe early in the morning, he says, because, look, for me the most important thing is that Mexico qualifies for the next round. We'll sell our coffee eventually, he adds. It's no big deal. Hundreds of Mexican factories are following suit, installing TVs on plant floors to keep production moving. As for himself, Arroyo's plans for resting are shared by soccer aficionados across the hemisphere. Sleep after the World Cup. If Mexico advances to the finals, that would mean 2 more weeks of foggy days and coming to life only after dark. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.